12 minutes past 8 o'clock on Tri-Cities Talk Radio with Carl and Ellie. And it is a Tuesday morning. It's around 8:15 or so. We'll check in with Susie Cloyd from Asbury Place in Kingsport, who brings us this portion of the program. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
I'm glad you could join us here this morning. Everybody sounding okay this morning on the first Tuesday of 2023?
Yeah, I think we hit the ground running, actually.
Well, you always do that.
We're looking exactly. I forgot about that. No pun intended. But, yeah, I'm ready for a new year. I feel like every year you have an opportunity. You get a do-over. And, you know, as great as Asbury Place at Kingsport is, we have a phenomenal 2023 in store. And it gives us, you know, just an extended opportunity to help listeners, prospects, anybody who wants to do some discovery and research about a continuing care retirement community. I mean, why not get started on, you know, the third day of the year? Because then you've got all year to plan. You don't waste any time.
There you go. If you will, Susie, be our eyes and ears and describe for us what the holidays were like over the last couple of weeks at Asbury Place.
Well, they were really great. I mean, you know, I it's hard for me to believe that the whole quarter of the October, November, December is just, you know, in our past now, because we were so booked with events, special programs, residents took trips, and, you know, the whole fourth quarter really seemed like it was just a fairy tale, kind of, because, you know, between our really good activities and lifestyles coordinator, Anthony Powers, he kept them busy with off-site trips, with off-site lunches, educational programs, and then, of course, with the sales and marketing, we continued to show everybody, including our residents, and when they brought guests in, when they brought families in, you know, just what a carefree holiday season looks like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't have to put the trees up, but I can promise you they enjoyed all 13 trees that were on our campus this year. they didn't have to worry about that. They got to enjoy it 100%. They didn't have to put the garland on the fireplaces, which we have 3 fireplaces. They didn't have to hang the stockings, but they all got something special. And so, you know, it was just, I can't say enough about how a carefree holiday season is just one of many, many features when you come to live in a premier senior, you know, community, because this is what they enjoyed the last quarter. It was really fabulous.
And I know not only last quarter, but looking back on all of 2022, you and your folks there planning for 2023 obviously had many successful ventures, trips, events, and so forth. And I imagine many of those will be repeated, or at least amended and repeated as well into 2023, as perhaps maybe, Susie, some new things, maybe?
Absolutely. And that's the beauty of, you know, everybody sitting at the table working together as a team to really enhance the lifestyle of everybody here. And that's, you know, something that we really strive to do month after month. So we always collaborate. Obviously, you know, our City of Kingsport partnerships with Healthy Kingsport, obviously the Kingsport City Chamber. But then there's so many others, the churches, the fellowship, just the special events that when we sit down and look at what we want each quarter to look like, you know, we already know what's going to happen, you know, January, February, March of 2023. And then, of course, you're just on the horizon of your summer months with our garden shows, our barbecues, and things like that. So we already know what the kind of the footprint is and how it's going to look and feel. But then, of course, we have that opportunity to work with our partnerships and just continue to enhance it, learn from it, and then, you know, take that information that we've learned and figure out how to incorporate it into what, you know, our residents say is already a great lifestyle that they enjoy and that they, you know, wake up every morning looking forward to.
Do you have, you and your staff, do you have, I would think this would be the right time of year to sort of sit down and maybe brainstorm some activities that haven't been done before, some items, or perhaps maybe you have a sort of a shadow board, if you would, among your peers in other parts of the the Asbury organization as well, too. Do you have a sort of a sit down and a brainstorming where everything is available and nothing is no way? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we do. And, of course, we already know what, you know, our first 6 months are going to look like.
Sure.
We did that back in the August, September days. But then we also have a phenomenal corporate marketing department who understands nationwide senior living, who understands the trends, who understands, you know, what the different things are that we should be looking at so that you don't get stuck in a rut, that you don't, you know, just continue to do the same old, that you can think out of the box and you can see really what's trending and what's on the horizon for senior living. And that, to me, is a priceless resource that we have available to us with our corporate marketing with Asbury, the actual corporation itself.
Susie Cloyd joining us on the phone this Tuesday morning, and she'll be back, I presume, in studio next week, but it's always
absolutely
not a problem at all. I told Eric you probably just didn't want to bring us any cookies, but that's another
okay.
thing.
Okay.
They were still in the oven. I didn't get them out in time.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Susie, I will tell you that I dropped your name to my stepdad, who I've just recently kind of reconnected with. He's out of North Carolina. He just turned 72, and he was looking at a place in our hometown, and he was like, mm-hmm. I don't know. And I said, you know what? I'd love to get you closer to us mm-hmm. here in Tennessee. And I told him about Asbury, and he said, well, definitely send me some information on it, and if it's something I can do, it'll definitely be something that I talk to somebody about. And, you know, he's like, he's not looking as of right now because – as he said, you know, I can take care of myself, everything like that, but he's looking for when he's probably at the age where he really needs somebody to kind of watch after him and mm-hmm. help with stuff. I said, well, I'm sure Susie can hook him up.
There you go. So.
Well, two things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will bring you a packet, a complete packet that you can pass on to him, but people don't come to Asbury. They don't wait until they need it. They
right.
come because it's a lifestyle.
Right.
We just had a gentleman move from North Carolina. He worked, he lived in a CCRC in North Carolina, and his family lives in Johnson City. So he knew what he needed to do. He knew what he wanted to do. He wasn't going to sit there and, you know, think about it for 6 months. He was like, that's where I need to be, back in the Tri-Cities with my family. And I'm telling you, this guy was a 60-day turnaround. He toured right over the Thanksgiving holidays. He moved in last week, and he didn't think twice about it, not because he needed us, because he wanted to be closer to family, and this was the lifestyle that he had already grown accustomed to.
Yeah, I think my stepdad's kind of like, I don't know if I want to be that close to you just yet. Give me a little time on that.
There you
but
go.
Definitely we'll hook up and I'll send him a package.
But I'll definitely give you the resources and yeah, get it to him. And when my suggestion would be have him come and visit the Tri-Cities, come for a day, eat a lunch here, enjoy, you know, lunch in our bistro or in our dining room and just see, you know, what the environment is like. So that you can start building your toolbox. No, nobody's going to expect you to make a 60-day turnaround like this one gentleman did, but that just to start the process is one step closer to seeing what a maintenance-free, care-free senior living life can look like.
Let me ask you this, Susie. Alex's stepdad, the boomers, of course, baby boomers are retiring out of the workforce and into their retirement. Do you at Asbury Place in Kingsport, have you seen an increase, say, over the last year or two of applications for of interest for living at Asbury Place?
Yes. So this is what I can tell you. That generation gets it. They don't want to take care of a house. They never really wanted to have all of the chores and hassle of a house to weigh them down. That's not who they are. So then when they come and ask me, just how old can I be? How young do I have to be to get here? You know, that in itself has made a probably a 180 turn mm-hmm. because they're looking at it completely different. They're not looking at it, oh, I'll come when I need you. They're looking at it like, this is the lifestyle I've grown accustomed to, and you have exactly what I need and what I want, and this works perfect in my lifestyle. A huge change and a huge mindset on that.
Let me ask you this, Susie. I'm just for the benefit of our listeners as well as myself and Alec. At your website or perhaps on your Facebook, too, Is there a place where folks can come and see maybe a video or at least a chained slide presentation on what Asbury Place? Both? Okay.
Both. You can get a virtual tour on our website, asburyplacekingsport.org. We can send you virtual tours if there's a very specific floor plan that you want me to make for you today, and I can do that, tailor that for you. And then as well as Facebook, we do post our featured floor plans, features within those floor plans, and then, of course, you know, limited availability just depending on what is available at the time. There's no reason why anybody who has just an interest or curiosity that would want to see what does it look like, there's no reason why they couldn't go through social media or the website and see that firsthand.
So through those media, then Alex's dad would have an opportunity even in North Carolina. Yeah, very good.
Very good.
So I was glad to hear that, and I wasn't aware of the exact answer. That's why I asked, and you came right through in spades, too. So appreciate that as well.
Thank you.
You're most welcome.
You're welcome.
Yeah, we're so polite here. 2023, I guess. That's our new resolution, even nicer to each other than we've been in the past. So, Susie, if you will, tell folks how they can get in touch with you and your various outreach efforts.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and talk about the website one more time. Mm-hmm. AsburyPlaceKingsport.org. Of course, you can like us and follow us on Facebook. And then call me direct, Susie Cloyd, 423-830-8502. I want to wish everybody a very happy new year. Whatever comes your way, be resilient, pray often, and have a happy new year.